Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius from Shazday. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mershazadeh, and boy, do we have a special guest, my friend, Sergey Young, here on the show. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, Darius. Hi, everyone.
Guys, for those of you that are new to the show, you know that The Greatness Machine is about two things, people who are living their passions and those who are creating greatness in the world. And Sergey is creating quite a bit of greatness, and we're going to be talking all about that. Man, welcome to the show. I'm so pumped to have you here, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Oh, man. So, guys, like, I want to give a little bit of background on how Sergey, am I pronouncing your name properly?
Yes.
So Sergey, we've been connected on LinkedIn, and I saw that he had his new book come out, and I was like, this is fascinating. So here's the funny part, is somehow along the lines, someone on his team had, like, hit me up to see if he could be on the show, and I missed the message, and then I see the book, and I'm like, oh, I want this guy on my show. I go to invite him and see that they had already hit me up. And I said, oh, it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's just universe helping us.
The stars aligned. The universe said, Sergey and Darius need to get together and chop it up and talk about his book. So, man, I'm so happy to have you here. Do you mind if I give a little bit of your formal background to the audience?
Please. Well, let's keep it short.
Yeah. Okay. I always keep it short. Guys, so Sergey is a longevity investor and visionary with a mission to extend healthy lifespans of 1 billion people. And to do that, he's founded Longevity Vision Fund. And we're going to be talking about his book, The Science and Technology of Growing Young. It was released just a few weeks ago on August 24th, and it's now a national bestseller, Wall Street Journal, as well as USA Today bestseller. So, man, you're doing a lot in the world, my friend. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy about this whole kind of book thing. And it's just an opportunity for me to spread the message. We're all going to be living longer. Well, let's just work on creating the healthier and happier version of our life.
Yeah. It's funny. I have a lot of friends. You know, I'm originally from California, and I live in Austin, Texas now, which is, you know, it's a pretty cool place. A lot of cool things happening here. But I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I lived in San Francisco up until 2017. I have a lot of friends in venture, a lot of friends in the technology field. So I have a really good friend, and he runs a venture fund. It's actually the number one autonomous venture fund in the world. And he was on the show a couple episodes ago. But he and I, I think it was like 6 years ago, we were in Reno, Nevada on a CEO retreat. And he said something to me. Now, we both have kids that are the same age. Our boys now are 11 years old. And he said, you know, there's people in Silicon Valley that think that the first generation of people who will live forever are potentially alive right now. And I said, oh, man, wouldn't it be fucked if you're the last generation to die? But so the technology is here, right, where longevity is like never been this big of an opportunity. So I'd love to hear, you know, about the Longevity Vision Fund, about your book. Just give me some background here, because this topic absolutely fascinates me.
Beautiful. Well, first of all, everyone's interest into the field of longevity and the interest in our own health start with a wake-up call. And that's a huge problem. We all face that. It's usually significant deterioration of someone's health or your own health or someone that you love. And, you know, we all had our wake-up calls. I had mine. I had very high cholesterol level, and I had a choice to live on medication and take a drug every day till the rest of my life, or, you know, just try to do something in much more holistic way. And this is where my journey started. So I've managed this whole kind of health condition thing. But what I discovered, there's so many things that we can do in terms of improvement of our health and actually level of happiness. So health is not only physical thing, but also the mental thing. And I started to share it with a lot of people. And I sent a few guys to do their medical screening. They all discovered early stage cancer. Wow. And because it's early stage cancer, it's treatable today. Like the chances to recover is like 90 to 100%.
Wow.
So they called me up and said, "Sergey, you saved my life." And I'm like, "Oh my God. Well, that's exactly, you know, why I'm here on this planet. God didn't give me the passion until the age of 43. Wow. So, and I'm 49 right now. So, and it's been beautiful discovery, beautiful realization that I can change the whole world by bringing affordable, accessible version of healthcare. So I thought, well, I just set up a relatively small fund, because $100 million longevity vision fund is really insignificant in financial industry terms. Sure. So, but then this whole opportunity to support entrepreneurs and scientists who are working in the field of digital healthcare, world of longevity technologies, it's been amazing. So we're looking at 200 companies a year. Imagine that. So when we're spending hours with them in the labs, or your, you know, days with entrepreneurs discussing their new ventures and how we gonna change the state of human health. And so we invest in 10 companies a year, and LVF Longevity Vision Fund has been, is just a really amazing way for me to spend my time and make an impact in this world. So that's one. Second, I'm also a good friend with another, you know, great guy from California, Peter Diamantis, lives in Santa Monica. And I'm an innovation board of his XPRIZE Foundation, where we run global technological competition, they all pro bono, to solve world, you know, biggest problems, like creating the first private spaceship, which we know today is Virgin Galactic,
right?
And which was bought by Richard Branson early on. Or Carbon Removal XPRIZE with Elon Musk, where a team's working on develop solution to remove carbon from atmosphere and create minimal viable products. So about my XPRIZE competition at Age Reversal. So I'm dreaming to launch the competition next year, where 200, 300, 400 teams from 50 plus countries gonna compete and gonna bring their own inventions and interventions to reverse aging.
Right.
Inside human bodies. So that's what I'm doing. And obviously, book been amazing. I spent 3 years on the book writing road. I spoke to 50 amazing people to write this book. And obviously, all these stories from, you know, 200 companies here that we're looking at, it's been amazing. I just really wanted to share it with the audience, with the public, so people get excited about what will come in the future in terms of their ability to manage their own health and what we can do today to be healthy and happy.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I've gotten more and more into this. I'll rewind back. So let me just ask, do you mind if I ask you a quick question?
Please.
If I saw that you were on the board of XPRIZE, are you an Abundance 360 guy? Are you in that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Oh, is where my XPRIZE Foundation journey started. It was A360. And I remember, so Peter Diamantis, he started the show, and I've heard about this whole XPRIZE concept. So I saw Peter, and I said, "Well, Peter, we need to do the same in Age Reversal." He's like, "Well, Sergey, we've been trying to do it for like 12 years. It's not really working well. It's been difficult. It might be impossible." And I said, "Well, Peter, you're like the last man on earth to tell me something is impossible, right?"
Right.
Because yeah, your motto is like everything is possible, and he was laughing, and so he connected me with a lot of great guys like David Sinclair from Harvard Medical School, the author of The Lifespan, David Perlmutter, the author of The Grain Brain, amazing man, Steve Horvath, the man who invented the first biological clocks, Cynthia Kenyon from Calico. This is Google division, which works on solving aging problem as well. And collectively, so we've been working for 2.5 years to develop the design of this competition. Because like it's fascinating what you can do if you focus on solving aging problem. Aging processes influence aging process inside human body. But risk level is so high because we're talking about human lives. Well, that's the biggest challenge with innovations in this area.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply & Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, from canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. Yeah, so it's so interesting. Like, again, going back to the universe talking to you. So I'm in Tiger 21. I don't know if you're familiar with that organization.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm a Tiger member, and I was at a Tiger meeting about a month ago, and I got introduced to this software turnaround fund. And I'm sitting at dinner with friends who are like the GPs of the fund, and they start talking about David Sinclair, okay, and about this book and how it's amazing, and you got to check it out. And this is literally like, I don't know, a month ago. A week later, I go to a Tiger meeting, and they have this group from Costa Rica that's doing age reversal therapy, and they're working with David Sinclair directly. Right. And then here we are a couple weeks later. I mean, like literally, like I've never heard David Sinclair's name up until 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. And this is the third conversation I'm having about him.
He's an amazing man. Yeah, he's amazing. He's a big supporter of the book. We invested his company that he created called Life Biosciences. And it's been really brilliant to have this man. And there's just a lot of beautiful men and women in longevity sector and longevity field. What is amazing, I've been investing for like 20 years in different industries like transportation, logistics, metals and mining, real estate, etc. But like longevity as a field is like the least competitive field I've ever worked with. Like everyone is like, no problem. If I lose, you win. You create the solution against age-related diseases. And if you're going to be lucky enough to discover something against cancer, heart disease, diabetes, neurodegenerative disease, this is great. You know, someone wins, everyone wins. So that's, and it felt so great. It's just a lot of support that I do receive from, so many amazing people.
Yeah, it's interesting that the demand is basically infinite. if you solve that problem, there's 7 billion plus people that want to buy, are really interested in purchasing that product, right?
Exactly. So but then the main, well, you raised two important things. So one is, I'm not a big fan of immortality. So I do believe like there should be an end to human life. But then it's actually, I'd like to have more options and more freedom in defining this app. And influencing my state of health. I don't want to spend last 5 or 10 years of my life, being a liability for my family and community and society rather than an asset. So that's the whole thing. One thing. And second thing, what we're working on is affordable and accessible version of longevity. My dream, with arrival of data and arrival of technology for healthcare to become much more efficient. And actually free of charge. It should be like a part of basic good or service that you receive from the government in the country. But again, people tell me I'm idealistic, I'm always optimistic, so just be careful.
It's probably 3 or 4 years ago, I was just messing around online and I stumbled upon Ben Greenfield when he spoke at Mind Valley about aging. Right. Yeah. And around this idea that aging is actually a disease. Right. And it's essentially your telomeres. I never heard his talk before. And I listened to him for 1 hour for him talk. And he's, I actually interviewed Ben at this program I run at MIT.
Yeah. He's a brilliant guy.
Total. Yeah. He's like you got to sit down and just like take notes as fast as you can when you're talking to him. It's like ridiculous. He's like a stream of consciousness of data and information for 1 hour straight. And he's only like 10% into his talk. So, I was blown away around this idea of I could test my telomeres and see biologically I'm 43 years old. But maybe from an age perspective, I'm 38 or I'm 48, right? I don't know. And that the fact that you can actually reverse that, I can lengthen my telomeres. I can actually, and thinking of aging, not so much as a thing that just happens inevitably, but no, I can actually age better. And that the number is irrelevant, right? And actually that it's a disease that I can prevent or I can have gracefully happened to me just blew my mind. So I'd love to hear your thoughts more about when you interviewed all these folks, what were your biggest takeaways?
So biggest takeaways for me, and it's literally like one of the key messages of the book. So, number one, we're all going to be living longer or radically longer. We just have to accept it, right? It's just a statistical game. We doubled our lifespan from 35 to 70, 75 years in the last 100 years.
Right.
Imagine that. And this trend is going to continue. So that's one. Second, we're living in a very unique moment of time when, in 10, 20 years from now, within what I call in the book, the near horizon of longevity innovation, we're going to discover and develop and make it available for everyone. All of these technologies, which will help us to radically extend our lifespan and fight aging in its core. I'm talking about gene editing and gene therapy. I'm talking about organ regeneration and our ability to replace organs inside our body, similar to what we do with old cars.
Right.
And the third is longevity and appeal. We, artificial intelligence and human brains, are working on developing different completely different category of medication, completely different category of drugs, which call longevity drugs or age reversal drugs, which will fight aging in its core, focus on aging processes inside our body and try to reverse that rather than, you know, focus on any, you know, particular disease. We all know that, you know, after we turn 50, the risk of getting one of the four killer diseases, which is, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases, it just increasing exponentially with right. every year of our life. And this is what we want to fight. We already know all 3,000 genes inside our DNA, which are responsible for longer living, longevity genes. This is how we call them. So that's like a near horizon. And then obviously there's something really far away. And this is what I call a far horizon of longevity innovation. 25, 50 years from now, crazy stuff like human augmentation, human avatars, human brain AI integration, Internet of bodies, similar to Internet of Things, is the concept of what I describe in a book called Internet of Bodies. We're all going to be full of sensors. We're all going to be interconnected to the decentralized AI-run system in the world, which will help us to prevent a lot of diseases and manage our health as well. And then finally, like to enjoy all of that in 10, 20, 25, 50 years from now, you just need to stay on longevity bridge. Because think about this, if you are not mindful of your mental and physical health, if you're not working on this boring stuff, taking care of your health today, like you're going to be like super old and sick in 10, 20 years from now. It is very important at any age to start working on your health. What I call, we need to take back responsibility for our own health and be in the driving seat. And it's such an amazing journey. Like human biology is the most fascinating topic you can discover.
Yeah, man, you're blowing my mind right now. So, can I ask you like a personal question? Do you mind?
Please. Sure.
First of all, like, how did you get into this? Like what was like, I mean, obviously maybe there's an interest there, but at what point were you like, I'm going to devote my life, you know, like there must've been a lead up to this. Sounds like you were doing investing before, but what got you into this?
Yeah. So a few things. One is this whole feeling when someone kind of calls you and say, well, Sergey, you saved my life. There's like, it just, I couldn't really explain it. It's such a great feeling. And what you want to do is just like do it again and again. So I'm really like, I'm a big fan of like doctors community, like our MDs, they all hear us, right? And they've been blessed with this mission of saving and improving someone's life like every day. And I'm not a doctor. I have 3 degrees, but I've never been, you know, in the field of human biology or, you know, medical profession. So that's kind of one thing. Second thing, I was looking how my body and my mind responded to all these interventions, all these, you know, 6 month changes that I've done trying to decrease my high cholesterol level. And I was like, I was really shocked. So our paradigm is like, we got sick, disease manifests itself, and it's actually very late stage for this to manage, because if disease is already transparent for you and for doctor, and then we go and they give us a pill, that's it, right? Or they do a surgery. That's the paradigm of the old medicine. Well, a new medicine is just prevention, like different lifestyle changes, technological changes, preemptive medical screening. And I was just looking at the man in the mirror. 6 months later, I've started to do changes in the physical exercise, in my diet, in my sleeping habits, in my supplementation. And I was like, oh my God, as much younger man with a lot of energy and passion for the world looks to me. And I'm 49. If you look at my biological clocks, I'm 43. And this is partly because I'm not taking these drugs against high cholesterol. If I will take them, my cholesterol level is going to be even lower than that. I'm going to be like below 40. So you're like, oh my God, I've just discovered this fountain of youth, right? And it's for everyone.
When you talk about the adjustments you made to your lifestyle, what were, what was the most high impact like lifestyle so, adjustment for you?
I'm always like, there's a bonus chapter in the book. And for me, it's the most important chapter. It's and it's about 10 longevity choices that you can do today. This chapter is actually twice as long as any other chapter in the book, dedicated to all these beautiful technologies like, you know, gene editing, gene therapy, longevity in the pill, diagnostic at our home, internet of bodies, and human avatars. So I usually talk like a shorter version, like five things that we all should be doing to stay on longevity bridge. So one is medical screening every year. Like the most important day of your life every year is not your birthday, is a day of your annual screening. Like if you discover cancer at early stage, your recovery rates is 90 to 100%. Stage four, late stage, 20 to 30%. For wow. some of the cancer types, like 9%, right? So cancer is not kiss of death. So if you like really preventive about this whole thing. So second thing is what I call passive longevity. And this is polite version of death. The impolite version is don't die stupid. Tobacco smoking, minus 10 years from your life. Right. Not using your seat belts all the time, minus 2 years from your life. Like excessive alcohol consumption. Or just even like riding motorcycles, like motorcycle accidents, the mortality from it is 17 times higher than car accidents. 17. Wow. You take an unnecessary risk. And I can go on and on. Third is a diet. There's a lot of arguments what actually extends our life in the academic circles. There's one agreement. Decreasing your calorie intake, like the number of calories that you take every day, is extend your life by 2, 3, 5 healthy and happy years.
Wow.
Well, it's easier to say that, but like, how are you going to do it? So for me, it's like go really heavily plant-based. Plants has such a low caloric intensity. So even if I will have like 5 plates of different, like, you know, vegetable or plant-based dishes on my table, I'm still going to be fine in terms of the calories. Right. You don't need to be religious about this whole thing, right? So you don't need to become like vegetarian or vegan, but like being as plant-based as possible is this amazing thing. And taking out sugar from your diet and fasting. I'm fasting 36 hours a week, Monday evening to Wednesday morning, but you don't need to go at this extreme. Just this window fasting when you like take food within like 6 hour interval, like lunch and dinner. And the rest of the day, you in the water or on the herbal tea. That's like the like initial version of that. And if you're in doubts, just consult with your doctor. But yeah, otherwise, it's been amazing. So number four is a physical activity. There's plenty of choice there. My best advice is like, you know, take your wearable, whatever wearable you use, measure 10,000 steps a day. Right. And that's like 2/3 of your physical activity agenda. And you can integrate a lot of walking into your everyday life. And obviously, yeah. Right, you know, stretching, you know, weightlifting, cardio is an important part of it. But we just don't have time to go through that. And number five is sense of purpose or what I call peace of mind, which is sense of purpose, like sharing the best of you with the world, giving more than you take. And, you know, mindfulness, meditation, sleeping well. Sleep is like super important. It's our superpower. And that's it. So these are the like five longevity buckets that, you know, all of us needs to follow. And I just try to do that. And you'll be really amazed. Like in 21 day, it's going to be completely different man or woman.
Yeah, I love that, man. Like, you know, you're hitting on a few things that I think are really important, because I and you don't know this about me, but I lost a lot of weight about 4 years ago. I lost over 100 pounds. Okay. And I have struggled with it. A lot of it's genetic based, and obesity in of itself is a disease. And a lot, I think there's a lot of misconceptions around that. Like I was a healthy eater, didn't drink, but I just have, you know, once you start gaining weight, it kind of starts compiling on top of itself. Yeah. It gets harder and harder, especially when you're obese. And so, what I tell people a lot of the times is we tend to, number one, the media glorifies a lot of stuff that is not helpful for the things you're talking about, i.e. extreme dieting and extreme working out. And I, what I always tell people, I say, and I my business now, I exited my last company, but I work with a bunch of CEOs now. And I always tell them, I go, hey, look, like you need, I have a buddy who runs a VC funded startup in Silicon Valley, and he does a thing called MEDS. He taught me this thing called MEDS, which is mindfulness, exercise, diet, and sleep, right? And he just like, I just focus on my meds, mindfulness, yeah, exercise, diet, and sleep. And what I always tell people is I say, listen, you could do a 30-second mindfulness practice. I like take 3 deep breaths, close your eyes, open them. That's a mindfulness practice. Exercise, like these are CEOs who are busy. I go, hey, listen, get up and go walk around for 10 minutes. You know, to your point, 10,000 steps. You could just do that. You could just walk around while you're on the phone. You know, exactly. You don't need to get a personal trainer in house and do burpees for an hour. You know. You know, I go take my dog for a walk and chat on the phone with you know, my friends about what I want to invest in. Like that, that's an hour long activity I do every day, you know, and it's fun. I enjoy it. I get out, I get to go walk around, I bullshit on the phone, maybe I sweat a little bit, but it's not hard, right? And that's not, and I have bad knees from years and years of exercise, but it happens. And diet, to your point, like I love what you just said around plant-based diet. You know, 1 pound of beef or 1 pound of broccoli. Good luck eating a pound of broccoli. That's a lot of food, you know. You know, but people tend to overcomplicate it. So I really love your perspective, man. I'm so fascinated about your book right now. It is absolutely like I'm like, man, I really want to read your book. So, man, I'm so pumped that you've done this. Do you mind if I go into a different direction? Because and this is maybe an A3, you know, the fact that you're an A360, I'd love your perspective even more, because I think that this is a big question mark I have, which is, okay, great. Everyone's, you know, we have 7.7 or 7.8 billion people on this planet, yeah, and everyone's average age is what, 75, 77 years old, yeah, something like that. Oh, no, Darius, now it's 107. But on the other side of this, we have this like revolution happening with AI, blockchain, automation, and there's a ton of concern around like how do you actually like support this many people financially, and now they're going to live longer. What do you think do you have any perspective around what needs to happen from a systems perspective around work and abundance from a financial perspective to support people who are going to live longer?
Yeah. So, it's very important. Actually, like the final chapter of the book, pre-bonus chapter on your 10 longevity choices called Morality of Immortality. And while, again, immortality is a metaphor, we're not working on immortality itself. So there's still like a number of, just a bit of echo, I think. There's a number of things that we should fix in this world in order to embrace the idea of longer living. And well, let's talk about some of the moral dilemmas that we need to solve. So just one thing is this whole inequality gap, which is widening every month and every year. And this is really bad. And I do believe that bringing the digital version of healthcare, which will decrease the cost of healthcare by 10, 20 times, not percent, but times, will actually help us to, you know, convert healthcare in really like a basic good, which will be available for everyone. It's not going to be dependent on how rich or how poor you are. So that's kind of one thing. Well, second thing is our relationship with Mother Nature. I do know that this is not high tech. This is not a technological aspect. Though there's solution to that. It comes from that direction. Like, if you live in 75 years, you can always say, well, I'm just have another 20 or 25 years to hang out on this planet, and this whole plastic in the ocean problem going to be solved by next generation. Yeah. No, you don't. If we're going to be living longer, we will face the consequences of our own actions. So we would force to be much more responsible version of the society and human beings as well. Or, you know, all of this like a social constructs that we have, like a marriage, career, full-time job, full-time retirement. This constructs has been developed for the world where the average person has been living for 35 years. Imagine that. Yeah. So like marriage, 2/3 of the marriages go through divorce in the first 5 to 7 years, depending on the country that you're looking at. This is ridiculous. We need to give people more optionality to be mutually responsible, for example, for raising the kids, right? Without defining this like a binary, you know, married, not married. So that's one thing. This whole, you know, career, long, you know, lifelong career thing, choice. This, you know, can I have as many careers as decades in my life? Well, that's the question. So then, if you listen to Dan Burner, the author of the Blue Zones book, he says like two most dangerous years of your life. One is the year of your birth. We still have the high infant mortality rates these days, but it's the other one is the year of your retirement.
Wow.
When people retire and then like they quit full-time job and they enter the world of like, you know, full-time retirement, they lose the connection to community, to a lot of communities. They lose the opportunity for giving back, for to be socially realized as well. So going through this binary, like black and white model into something more diverse, something which brings more optionality is extremely important as well. And I can just go on and on about the old social constructs as well. But this world needs to change. And I don't think we're going to really want more decades in our life. Is the quality of this life is not at the level that we want. As I say, I just done a TEDx talk on that. And what I say is we have created technologies to extend our life. But we haven't created life that we want to extend. And that's a bigger problem. And this is not Sergey Young's problem or Peter Diamandis or Darius' problem. It's a problem that requires collective wisdom and collective effort.
Yeah, man, you're hitting on so many different topics. This is like just mind blowing. But this idea that, you know, purpose, right? Like people lose their purpose. And you talked about that earlier. And I love the fact that there's an attention paid towards the power of community and purpose and how people need to have that. Because the reality is do I don't want to live to be 100 in the last 50. I actually don't like if anyone's ever been in the hospital before, it sucks. You know, they're poking you, they're prodding you. You know, it's like I've been twice in my life and both times I was like, can you get me the hell out of here? I can't. And I thought about that as I've talked more about this topic, I'm like, I can't imagine breaking my hip and, you know, like hobbling around for like 15 years, like decrepitly for, you know, and at 120 years old, like that sounds absolutely miserable. Now, if I be 120 and I feel like, you know, 65 year old, I'm all over it. Like, yeah, hell yeah. Let's do 150. You know, I want to help solve the world's problems. I agree with you. I don't want to live forever. You know, at some point, you know, put me out of this, put me out, like let me move on, right? Yeah. But yeah, I think you're hitting on so many different topics, man, that are so important. What do you think, like, you know, right now, and I guess this is, you know, we're kind of, I know you have a hard stop, so this will be my last question for you. You know, what do you think is a solve for, like, I think there's a lot of ageism right now. And I think there's, you know, a lot around like celebrating youth, right? The whole old quote is that, you know, youth is wasted on the young, right? But you have, and I see this, you have people in their 60s and 70s that, you know, they're not living their best lives as far as work. There's a lot of, I guess, discrimination around older folks in the workplace. How do you overcome that with this type of technology and longevity, you know, opportunity?
Well, I do believe that's a number of things. One, you're changing the definitions, right? They're like, so I'm, well, let's just use my example. I'm 49. So when my father was 49, he was just waiting for another 6 years to become a retired man. And it's like, from his perspective, not now, it was like the end of his life. I'm 49. I'm nowhere near even like the middle of my lifespan. Well, at least this is what I believe in. And so they're just changing the definition and giving people more opportunities for and changing the social paradigm of one career, right? Or one, you know, subject that you work on or one profession is really important. So that's one. Second thing, it's just improving the quality of life of people who turn 60, right? Or whatever the number is, like 65 or 70 as well. And this is where, you know, current technological practices, but also some of the things like, you know, human brain computer integration. When people look at Neuralink and Elon Musk and saying, oh my goodness, what is happening? I'm always thinking about people who are in the old age and suffering from dementia. What right. if we use computer brain computer interface for only one thing on the planet, to help people who are suffering from dementia to be essential and beautiful part of their family, of their community, of the society? Again, being an asset, not a liability, for the last 5 years of their life using brain computer interface. Well, this is amazing. So it's just using the current technology and new inventions and new discoveries to, you know, help people to expand their health span, not only lifespan. But frankly speaking, like every technology, people think it's, you know, working on quality of life and like quantity of life is mutually exclusive. It's not. It's so complementary. I've never seen any startup that we invested in, which we're working like on the artificial extension of life, without working on the quality of this life. So that's the beauty of today's moment.
Yeah, you know, and you just gave me an idea, and I'm going to say this. If you have people living 20, 30, 40 years longer, but the quality's high, right? Because right now you get folks that, look, let's just all admit it. Most 20-year-olds are dumbasses, right? And I mean, when you're 20, like you really have no experience, right? But we celebrate youth and oh my God, 30 under 30. I want to see the 80 over 80, right? Like, and so imagine if you had high function. My father, by the way, had dementia before. My father passed away very young, 60 years old. And he had dementia his last year of his life. And his native language is Farsi. He's from Iran. And literally he forgot how to speak English. Like he did not know how to speak English anymore. And he passed away from cancer. It was a really, and he had MS. It was a tragic death. And so I saw that and I said, wow, like that's no way to go, right? But imagine, but my dad was a funny guy, really sharp, entrepreneur, business person, really like experienced guy. And imagine if he had lived another 40 years and his best years were at 60, 70 years old, 80 years old, with 50 years of context and experience and wisdom. Yeah. What type of opportunities of abundance can grow out of those minds? That's next level. If you had that much experience and you were peaking at 80, I can't even imagine how amazing that is.
I agree. I love this picture that you just painted. I love it.
You just blew my mind. I love, you know, my favorite thing about doing this show is when I have moments like that where someone teaches me something and it blows my mind. So thank you so much, man. you literally just blew my mind.
My pleasure.
Well, look, I know you got a hard stop here in a couple of minutes and I want to chat with you off air, but why don't you let everyone know where they can find you, where can they buy the book, all the shebang.
Sure. So the book called The Science and Technology of Growing Young, like, you know, any book platform like Amazon, you can order that. Enjoy it. It's just such a fascinating reading. And you can get like an order bonus, free access to Longevity Video Academy, to other books on kids' health and on diet for free. If you order this book, then you just go to sergeyyoung.com and look at the book offer. The easiest way is just sign up, you know, with me on Instagram. It's sergeyyoung200, like 200 years, or to go to sergeyyoung.com and sign up for our newsletters. But otherwise, guys, the most important thing is to start your change plan and your game plan today. There's so many things that you can do for your own mental and physical health today. So do that. Stay healthy and happy.
Guys, you heard it here. My man, Sergey Young, The Science and Technology of Growing Young. Website, sergeyyoung200.com. Is that what you said?
No, it's sergeyyoung.com. And Instagram is sergeyyoung200.
Sergeyyoung200. I can't wait for those 200 years, my friend. I can't believe we have 151 more amazing years for you to go and create badass shit. guys, you heard it here. The Science and Technology of Growing Young. Check out sergeyyoung.com and go follow him on Instagram at sergeyyoung200. I'm going to be doing all the above and then some. Guys, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week and weekend. Peace out. We love you. Thank you, Sergey.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on.
so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. Hey there, what's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.